Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to the book of 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and I would like to read with you verses 1 through 11. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 through 11, where the Word of God says, "But of the times and seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that the day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together, and edify one another, even as also ye do." That's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. And every time I read that passage of Scripture, I rejoice particularly over the 9th verse where it says, "For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ." When the Bible speaks of wrath here, it has a twofold application. Number one, it speaks of the wrath of the great tribulation period. After the rapture takes place, when Jesus Christ will come and take those of us who are Christians home to be with him in heaven, the world will go through the great tribulation period, which is a time of God's wrath being poured out on the earth for a 7-year period of time, such as the world has never experienced before. It's going to be a terrible time. Those who do not know Jesus Christ as Savior will go into that 7-year period of tribulation. And then, because they do not know Jesus Christ as Savior, they will ultimately be cast into the eternal lake of fire, which is God's eternal wrath upon those who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ. So think of it. If you do not know Jesus Christ as Savior, after the rapture takes place, you will go into God's wrath on earth, the great tribulation, and then eventually God's wrath in hell, the lake of fire. But for those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ, we are not called to wrath, but we have salvation in and through our Lord Jesus Christ, and we need to comfort one another and encourage one another and edify one another in reference to that. But I say to you today, if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as personal Savior, why don't you call upon his name right now? Say, "Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me," and he will. And he will deliver you from the wrath that is to come. And as Christians, let us rejoice over the fact that we will not come under God's wrath, but will spend eternity with him in heaven. Praise God for that. Father, I thank you for the fact that through faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, we are delivered from that wrath that is to come. And I pray if there's even one under the sound of my voice who has not yet trusted Christ as Savior, that today would be their time of salvation, that they too might be delivered from the wrath to come. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this Moments of Meditation and Prayer Time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries, saying God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.